This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Closer to the end of August, there is a large surge before Labor Day of people taking a vacation. So if you're on vacation,
take us.
Well, a lot of people discover the program when they go to a community that has the program. They haven't heard of it. Or, wow, how can I find this? You go to gooddayshow.com, ladies and gents. And listen to your heart's content. You can hear all kinds of... You don't just get the show repeats all day, every day. So you can hear the program of that day during the day. But then you have the Good Day download, which they just stay there indefinitely, right? So if you wanted to know what we talked about 3 weeks ago, you could find it, the download. Yeah, you can find bits and pieces of the good stories, all the things that are going on, the good... And sometimes there are some things that aren't so good. Let's start, though, however, with good. Yes, all those in favor of good, raise your hands, please. Look at all those hands. Hey. So here's the story of a power lifter who has Down syndrome. He is squatting. He's lifting. He's overcome his challenges and, in fact, has won the European Champions. This kid's only 127 pounds. His name is Dan McGauley. Took first place in the European Bench Press Championships. He let's see, he lifted 154 pounds, 98 pounds, depending on, again, what it is that he's lifting and what the exercise is. But he's 33 years old. He was told he'd never achieve anything. I remember a story when I was teaching school, as a matter of fact. I almost punched, I'm not really a violent story, but I almost punched somebody in the face who told a youngster that he would never amount to anything. And in fact, this youngster, as he grew older, remembered that. And when he became a very successful real estate person, he hired a limousine and went to school with a tuxedo on to tell the teacher, to show the teacher that at least in terms of economic success, he had made it. And there's no excuse for anybody. These are people who are the... Anybody who tells somebody that has their own problems.
They really do.
Yeah.
And also, it can go one of two ways, where either the youngster believes it, and then decides to become like
gives
a fulfilling prophet.
Right.
Or they persevere and push forward to spite that person.
Yep.
But there was something I read recently, and it was more in terms of parent or guardian and child relationships. And it was like, when you speak down to your child or yell at them, not in the sense of they're about to run into traffic, but just, you know, when you're just being mean and kind of bullying.
What are you doing that for? You dummy? What's the matter with you?
Exactly. Yeah, right. Your child doesn't love you less. They tend to love themselves less. That's how the child brain works.
Another great lesson from you. You're on it today there, kiddo. So the bottom line with this story is, as there is with most stories about people and what they've done to achieve, to overcome their difficulties, is that as you take a step and go further into what it is you desire, you build your own confidence. There are a lot of qualities that you need as you grow up. And if you want to, you have a goal and you want to crush it, then you set your mind to it. Thoughts are things. You determine, I'm determined to do that. I know I can do it. And it's like the little engine that could. Remember that little, did you read that book when you were little?
I did. Thomas the Train.
Yeah. Well, there's that, and there was a little engine that could before even Thomas the Train.
Oh, really? I thought Thomas was the little engine that could.
No, there's another one, I think, before that, if I remember correctly. Because I remember my son loved Thomas the Train. But before, when I was a kid, Thomas the Train wasn't around. But the engine, the little engine that could, was. Like some people have said, I remember, one, not to make it, it's not about me, but I use this as a reference. There was an article in one of the trades once that referred to this program as the little program that could. And the little program that could kept going on and on and on till the point where it was the longest running syndicated radio program in the country. A lot of people don't pay much attention to that, but anyway, it's because I was interested in continuing to make this work under any conditions, under any situation, and that's just, and I don't mean to say it's about me, but that's my personality. I don't give up on stuff. I've kept the farm going, and nobody can understand how I've done it. And it's that kind of stuff. Again, it's not about me, but it shows you, maybe that's why I'm so imperative when it comes to not giving up. And take a little win every day. There's something that happens that you can build on. The building blocks of life, the building blocks get a little bigger every day, and then you get a little more confident every day, and then you you can, you know, you think to yourself, okay, I can do that. I can do it. 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 I can do it.
I think I can. I think I can.
I know I can. I know I can. So anyway, be confident.
Well, and it's one of those things, too, that to speak on your part of your personality, Doug, and a lot of others will share in this, too, but there's a difference between people love their jobs, people love their careers, but when it's an actual passion. Mm-hmm. And when we are passionate about something, it's like, just try to hold me back from it. Just try to push me down. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I think that's why what you've been passionate about has been so successful, because you are genuinely, truly, to your core, passionate about it. And that's actually one of the questions we asked recently, too, of what drives, asking our friends online, what drives you? Yeah. What are you passionate about? And then how does it fulfill your life?
And answering our questions, our daily questions on our social media, easier to do as of today. The new media, social media handle for everything, all the social media platforms, is pretty simple. It's at Good Day Networks. That's it. Help yourself to that when answering or thinking. You just want to share with us, help yourself to that. We were talking about the Starbucks settlement. The woman who was a supervisor, I think it was New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, who got like $25 million because of reverse racism. And now I look around, I just thought I'd do a little searching for other circumstances. And here's the story that were like that. A woman who says that her ex-boyfriend got into her personal accounts and distributed photos of her that were intimate and videos of her that were intimate online, just got $1 billion. Now, she didn't get the $1 billion, probably not, but this is a, I suppose, a warning to those who would be dumb enough to do this sort of thing.
Revenge porn is very real.
It is. That's interesting. How did who do you suppose was responsible for calling it revenge
porn? Who coined it that way? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, what it does, obviously in this person's case, especially inflicting the psychological damage. This was a domestic violence case as well, sexual abuse as well, all kinds of things that were so problematic. Apparently she had a couple of different law firms that represented her. And she wasn't, we don't need to know what her name is, not important to the story, but she began a relationship with this fellow in 2016, ended in October 2021, and during this, the guy amassed all kinds of pictures using security cameras, the victim's cell phone, email, social media, all this stuff.
It was a form of sexual assault. She was violated.
Wow. And let this be a lesson to you. Once again, you have devices that are not your own. There are things that are there that other people know, can see, and
can hack. How many times? When? I mean, they haven't happened recently, but we had all of those celebrity nude scandals where a bunch of the cloud or whatever was hacked.
Yeah, right. So, at any rate, let's not be silly about this. I guess the one question I would have for her is, why did it take you so long to figure this out? Is it she started with this guy in 2016, and went for 5 years with him. I can't in my mind think that there wasn't some evidence or some indication that this guy was that way before 5 years was up.
Mm-hmm.
And how does he, by the way, how does he get, so is this is just a, this is a symbolic award because is this guy for money? Does he have $1 billion to give to this woman? I didn't think.
Good question.
Right? Yeah.
I think that's one of the things with a lot of toxic relationships, too, whether one of the people, they always kind of think, maybe I can change them. Maybe this is just a phase they're going through.
Yep.
Yes, yeah.
Here
or
I
the
am.
Unfortunate fact that there's been a certain amount of maybe you didn't have an emotionally safe childhood growing up that you feel like maybe this is the only type of love you deserve. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it depends on what you grew up around. All right, let's go back to the good side of things. Past couple of weeks, sentiments about the economy have gone from kind of blah to pretty optimistic. I've always been optimistic, and I never thought that we were going to go down the recession road. And even when you go down the recession road, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just that's the way the system works. Don't like it. Inflation is down, though. That's a fact. U.S. is adding jobs. That's a fact. But then we're back to, the economist who says, look out, we're going to overheat the economy again, and so we better raise the interest rates again. Screw you. You can't borrow it still, even though the economy is kind of getting back to the basics. I was at a business meeting last night with a friend of mine, a number of friends of mine, who was actually a political fundraiser, but most of the people there were local business folks, and we were all talking about the interest rate. One of the members of the crew, who's a good friend of mine, is on the board of directors of my local bank, and they've gone from having weekly meetings to having monthly meetings because they don't have any money to lend because people have taken their money out of the bank. And they've done it because the news media has over-exaggerated what's going on in the economy. And over-exaggerated, there were a number of medium-sized banks, the federal government said this week, may be in trouble. Well, why do you have to, what's the point of you telling people that, other than if you're in cahoots with the biggest four banks that all want to take over these smaller banks? That was the outcome of what happened earlier this year. The bank's in trouble. Well, the people were all protected for the most part. The Chase Bank and Wells Fargo grabbed up all the assets of the banks and none of the liabilities. This is a con job. And we're all being conned to a certain extent. So maybe that ought to be food for thought. 18 after the hour here, and good day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's social media time. And this, this portion of every hour, we try to dig around into some of the things trending on social media. It may be about celebrities. It could be about the companies themselves, like X. I said I was done with X because it's silly. And so now Jay has found a way for us to deal with all of these people without me having to refer to Thread or X or any other nonsensical
and
names.
Explain what they are.
Right, yeah.
Even when you look at articles, anybody who mentions X, and then it's the parentheses, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, forget it. Anyway, our new social media handle for you all to use and enjoy is at Good Day Networks. That is one of the handles of one of the companies that I have. That's at Good Day Networks. Okay, so X will no longer allow advertisers to promote their accounts within the platform's timeline to attract new followers. Why would they? Why would they not do that? Wouldn't that? It seems to me,
it generates a lot of money for them, yes, and a lot of advertisers, that's what they rely on to be seen. But the average user who, let's be honest, makes up the majority of social media as opposed to the advertisers themselves, gets so frustrated with these promoted things, where it's not even just promoting a certain post or a certain tweet, it's promoting the account itself and the business itself, and people get annoyed by that.
That whole damn thing is annoying.
It kind of really is.
It really is. All right, let's say happy birthday to some of our listeners. Tim Shield, happy birthday, Tim. Laura Smith, happy birthday. Ken Camlett is having a birthday today. Elizabeth Cottle, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, so those are some of the folks that can be followed on our. I tend to still, even though I find Facebook annoying, as you and I have discussed on and off the air, I still kind of am using that. I think we are too. We get the most reaction to things that we post things that are on Facebook and Instagram. That seems to be the premier. I don't know if it's an age thing or whatever it is, but
yeah, our online friends just seem to be more prominent on Facebook. And I think everybody has that who works with social media and has multiple platforms, that there's always just that one specific one, whether it's X or Instagram or Facebook, that it's just that's the one that really rises above all of the rest.
So you posted something. Anybody use special wallets or the card inserts to protect your debit cards, your credit cards from scammers? Have you had your card hacked? And that, what would the story be? So Edith Head, that's interesting, an interesting name because it's a very famous Hollywood name. I use aluminum foil inside my wallet, she says.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Jay Martin says, I'm worse than that. I don't carry any credit cards. Huh. Arlen Wilson. Let's see what's going on with Arlen. She especially, is Arlen a man's name or a woman's name? What do you think? Could be.
It sounds unisex to me.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, special thanks, she or he writes to Protect 20. Is it Protect Z1? Is that what it is on Instagram? Yeah. I'll be forever in debt. When all hope was lost, this fellow came to my rescue. Thanks a lot to his service. I don't know what the...
Oh, yeah, some people thought it was social media accounts rather than bank accounts, like if their social media was hacked and held hostage, essentially. Didn't one of our friends recently, was it Warren? Somebody who, within the last few years, had their social media hacked, and then they could not access it, and finally something is coming from it.
Yeah. Carrie says, twice it happened to me on vacation, and my bank caught it immediately, but they canceled my card while I was out of town. Luckily, I had enough cash to make it. That would be tough. We become so dependent on these cards, especially the gas station. You know, it's a gas station. Everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of those things where some of these, go inside and pay at gas stations, because those ones outside can be tampered with so easily.
Right. They can grab all of the info. The cyber tech folks that are watching over your shoulder. I always stand up with my shoulders high in that circumstance. Okay, 28 past. This is good day.
Surprise at checkout. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You scored a great hotel rate online, but Mike, a frequent business traveler, warns about hidden fees. Some are mandatory, but others may only apply if you use certain services. If you don't expect to take advantage of the amenities a fee covers, try asking the hotel to remove it. And to duck that pricey daily Wi-Fi charge, use the personal hotspot feature on your smartphone. Before you book, Mike recommends ResortFeeChecker.com. Also on our blog, Anne Marie says she has sold lots of books that were gathering dust on Amazon. She says she still browses in bookstores, then buys used copies on Amazon if she can't find what she's looking for at the library. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Ford. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump says next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he planned to release a report on election fraud, is no longer happening. On True Social, Trump posted that on the advice of his lawyers, he will now release a report in a formal legal filing. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 4 storm, churning up the Pacific Ocean, and it's traveling north along Baja California in Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The storm will likely bring heavy rain and flooding to Southern California and portions of Nevada and Arizona. An IRS agent is dead after being shot by another IRS agent on accident. It happened during a training exercise in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. Officials said it happened at a gun range that's part of the city's federal correction institution. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hi, guys. It's Jen. And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Chew on a few people's ears, shall we? Jay will continue chewing on your ear with various and sundry tidbits, thoughts or things. This is the place where you learn more. Well, I hope that's where you... not necessarily would that be the only reason that you're here, but hopefully you are learning from Jay and I and our discussions and the things that come in from other people that are shared on our social media and on the conversation line and things that you want to get off your chest. 855-99-DOUG, another way to do that. This is a Good Day program. The the trees that are around us. I think about this, and maybe when we get into springtime every year, which seems like yesterday, when things are coming out, the leaves are coming out, and the flowers are blooming. Doesn't it seem, honestly, like yesterday, the lilacs that were on the trees around my barn and the flowers coming out of the ground for the first time in late March, early April.
It does. I feel like 2 weeks ago we had the home opener for baseball, and now we're in week two of football. Well, preseason football.
Right. Yeah, right. Anyway, as far as trees are concerned, I guess I'm wrapping myself around this because we're picking the trees that we're going to use in the development. I want the garages hidden, nobody's going to park their car outside in the neighborhood, all of that stuff. And one of the ways we're going to hide the garages is with lots of great new plantings. And so I'm concentrating on we have about two or three dozen trees from which to choose. And so I'm looking at the beauty, the formation of the leaves and the branches. And then you think, okay, how big is this tree going to be and what kind of shade does it provide? So planting new trees, there are a lot of nonprofits around that plant new trees and save old ones. This is the highlight of how we live. I'm off on a toot all the time about the photosynthetic process and how the bad air is consumed by the trees and good air comes out of the trees. What being thought about that, and how did that come to be? There are a number of trees across our country. I wonder which one you would think is the best. There's another question for us to share. Not always do we get to talk about all of them on the air, but I'd be curious to know what you think is the most beautiful tree, right? On any of our social media at Good Day Networks, what's the most beautiful tree? You like the maple tree. I like apple trees, peach trees,
apple trees, fruit trees.
Right.
My old home in Nashville had this beautiful tree. I have no idea what it was, but it was so gorgeous. It was big and it was lush, and it would have these beautiful white flowers just completely covering it, and it was the most beautiful tree I've ever seen in my life. The problem is once those flowers are dying and coming off before the leaves come in, it smells like dead bodies. I did not know a tree could smell that gnarly. And I have no idea what tree. I still, to this day, cannot figure out what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do? I laugh about this, but, you know, when there's a song you don't recognize, you hold the iPhone up to the speaker, and then there's an app that figures it out. Same thing can be true for that. I'm sure there's an app someplace that figures that stuff out.
Oh, true.
Well,
next time I'm in Nashville, I'll go back to my old house. I'll sneak onto the property.
Arrest that woman. She's trespassing. Harrison Ford is in the news. I really respect him and what he's done and who he is and all the roles he's played. And, in fact, as a famous American, he's had a couple of other things that have followed him around, including people using his name to adorn animal species. There's an ant named after Harrison Ford, a species, and there's a spider named after one of his characters. Now, because of Indiana Jones, there's another kind of snake. You know how he says snake? Why do they have to be snake? Remember when there have been a number of scenes in any of the Indiana Jones, there's always a snake. And one of them is Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he's in that down in the underneath the sand in this tomb, and there's snakes everywhere. Oh man, Harrison Ford is a master at being able to put just enough creepy crawly stuff into the movies to scare people, but not to send them away. See, I enjoy that much of that stuff.
Well, I love his delivery of stuff, where it can be a truly intense scene and you still find a laugh because his delivery is so amazing. I loved him in what was the one with Anne Heche? 6 Days, 7 Nights?
Oh, the one on the beach? Yeah, they were. That was a great movie.
I loved his character, all of his deliveries.
Yeah, well, he's to be congratulated. Still going strong, thank you, at 80 years old. All right, let's talk about another kind of animal. I don't think we've had any of these this year. We've had snakes, we've had attacks from bears, attacks from lions, we've had attacks from sharks. I don't know that we've had an otter attack. We've had a beaver attack. But a Montana woman is recovering from being viciously attacked by an otter while she was just out on a river enjoying herself, tubing. A lot of people like to just fill up a tire tube and jump into the water with it. It's kind of fun. I used to do that all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, just float down the stream.
Yep. Anyway, so this woman posted this event. She was on an evening float down the Jefferson River. She saw an otter right behind her friend, and then it attacked. I didn't even have a chance to get the words, "Hey, there's an otter behind you, look out!" And then a second otter, which she described as more vicious and relentless, bit her in the arm and bit her in her leg and bit her thighs and her ankles and her ears. Ah! Yeah. So anyway, one friend's thumb got shredded by the otter that just attacked it. And these, I don't think otters usually do that, frankly. I don't know that much about otters. They're like, they're kind of like swimming rats.
I don't know. Nature is ticked off at us.
Well, maybe with good reason, frankly.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, she used her iPhone and used the SOS function to have people come out and find her. She was covered with blood when they got there.
Yeah. Okay. I think the otter probably had their babies nearby.
Yep. That's usually what it is, the protection. I think I told you the story about the bull that we brought. I usually put with my heifers that are ready to breed. I don't artificially breed. I put them with a bull. And I try to find gentle, really, you know, sometimes smaller bulls. But I had a good one last year. I had a couple of young bulls, and they were fun. I mean, he listened to me tell my story about the young bulls. Anyway, so we had one that my cow mentor, a friend of mine who's been in my life since I was 18. I bought my first cow from him when I was 18, and he's still in business. And he brought a truck. He took 16 bred heifers from the farm yesterday. We were talking about the bull, and the bull was a little precocious, so that bull went. He was gentle enough when he was by himself, but when he got around all of these heifers, he got pretty protective. And so we'd go out and bring feed to them in the pasture, or we'd, you know, turn the water on, and he'd get snorting down, you know, he'd put his head down and started scuffing away at the earth, at the dirt, and looking at people, and I said, stay away from him, and I don't like bulls like that around, so we changed him, but it's part of nature as much as anything else, and this time of year, all of these animals that maybe are out of sorts, it's because we're changing as we change our lives in the way that we live, and we see the results of it are what happened in Hawaii or what happened. There are sometimes good things that happen of the Mother Nature versus nurture thing, and sometimes bad things happen. And so you're squeezing them out of their homeland. They don't understand that. The bear wants to eat, so he goes into your living room or your kitchen. Like that was the story yesterday, wasn't it? Another bear went into somebody's house just to get something to eat. As a joke, probably there somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? The bear came
to
the
house. I always think of Yogi Bear, the cartoon.
Yep. I thought that was, well, that was built. The Yogi Bear cartoon came from Yogi Berra. That was really the idea of the baseball player, where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Hawaii. There are lots of people who are pointing fingers. This may be fair, and it may not be fair. I don't know, because I'm not close enough. But we have talked about the lack of warnings as the wildfire ripped through the town. And the emergency sirens apparently didn't work. Would it have, had they worked, saved lives? I've said it 100 times, and I've said it once since we started talking about this. If it weren't for the AM radios, the portable radios, battery-powered radios, people would have had no warning, no information, nothing at all. But now, because people think they have to do this, the Emergency Management Agency on Maui, which supposedly operates these 80 sirens, defended their decision. They admit they didn't use them. They did not sound the sirens. The reason, and this is like mind-blowing, the head of the Emergency Management Agency said the reason we didn't use them is because they were designed primarily for tsunamis. The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. Had we sounded the siren that night, we were afraid that people would have gone to the hills, which is where the fire was.
But wouldn't you have been able to see it from the distance?
Yeah, this is a little weak, but I guess I can understand. Yeah. What it is flawed thinking by people who are not taught how to think intelligently. They have, they're like robots, these people. Okay, well, this is what it's for, so they can't use it for anything else. No common sense, none. At least you can imagine how these survivors of this, with no official warnings, are taking the city to task, taking the state to task. Obviously, there was no electricity. That didn't take long to burn up because that was the source of it.
Also, what about the text warnings? Even if they alerted with the sirens, that typically people would hear it and think tsunami is coming. The majority of people are still going to look at their phones. Why not combine that with the text messages that everybody already gets when there is a tornado watch, a tornado warning, and
you get that all over your phone.
I get those all the time.
Oh yeah, right, exactly.
If you can tell me I was in close proximity with somebody who had COVID, I think you can tell us through text message that there's a wildfire nearby. Seek elsewhere.
And the story could have spread around that way, almost by word of mouth. There are so many different stories from Hawaii with people who are unaccounted for. Apparently, they found 60 people in one home who'd gone there to find shelter. 60 people in one home. As the wildfire pressed on, they didn't know what was going on, so they just stayed in the home. They didn't know, they didn't really even understand. And some of these people were folks that were unaccounted for. It didn't have power, it didn't have internet, didn't have phone service. So as the folks who have not been located, they're finding them in places like this. But imagine cramming into a small home 60 people just to try to avoid the fire. That's got to be a harrowing experience and a half. Wow. All right. We've reflected enough here. We have to pause at 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's move back in. For those of you just joining us, this is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, 53 past the hour. Time for these questions that come from folks listening. You can send them in by going to gooddayhealthshow.com or you can dial 855-999-3684. So the question comes on cataract surgery. This person's heard you and I talking about what I did to have that surgery. Is this recommended? Do you have people coming into your clinic in Florida asking you about things like this?
Well, I have patients of mine complaining about their vision and decrease in their ability to see, especially nighttime. They can't see as well as they could. And this is where you need to have a great eye doctor. Eye doctors are just wonderful. The ophthalmologists can amazingly restore vision when cataracts are present. When I was in medical school, I don't want to tell you how old I am, but you know, you go back.
When I know how old you are.
Yes, when I was in medical school in the late 70s, people would be in the hospital for a week with a cataract operation, and now, you know, you have to. You're in so quickly, you wonder if you were even there. Put a little drop in your eye, and in a few minutes, it's gone. It's amazing, the technology these days. And I think we had an expert a few months ago, talk about the amazing technological advances in cataract surgery. So don't be afraid of this. You don't even have to stop your blood thinner anymore. And talk to your eye doctor if you're concerned.
All right. Here's a question related to what we were talking about earlier on Good Day Health, and that's COVID, if people are worried about it. There are some who say that COVID can be spread by the things that you pick out of your nose. I don't want to get too gross here or too, everybody picks their nose at some point in time. If people say they don't pick their nose, they're not telling you the truth. But what about nose picking in COVID? What's the, you know, from the beginning of the pandemic, there were a lot of people who were wondering about this, whether too much attention was being given to you know, hand washing, you wash your hands and you pick your nose, is that okay?
There was a study done with hospital workers, and they were surveyed, and apparently hospital workers, Doug, who admitted to picking their nose,
yeah,
they were 3 to 4 times more likely to wind up having a COVID-19 infection.
Is that because they were using dirty fingers to stick in their nose to pick out the boogers?
Well, the virus resides, it's really pretty common sense, the virus resides in the nose in many, and you're shaking up the contents, and it's not surprising that you're going to get yourself more exposed.
So how do you get the boogers out of your nose if you don't pick them? And not to be make too fine a point of this, but I...
Well, you know, if you do pick them, wash your hands very thoroughly, or use, I'm sure you have Kleenex in Boston, right?
Yes, there's Kleenex around. Use the Kleenex to pick your nose. I think that's the word from Dr. Ken.
To blow your nose.
Blow your nose. Blow it, pick it, whatever. Okay, let's talk about time-restricted eating and whether or not it could prevent health issues. There are a lot of people in Europe, cardiologists, so I figure this is about heart disease as much as anything else. And we've talked about shift work before, but I was looking at people who work longer hours, like longer than an 8-hour day, and they don't eat at all or they don't eat regularly. This was a group of firefighters that were researched, but can you imagine that if you only have a few minutes to eat and you gobble it down, that would affect your health and maybe vice versa?
Well, time-restricted eating, Doug, is a hot item in medicine right now, because there was a recent study that showed if you only eat 8 hours during the day, and it didn't matter how much, you would lose as much weight as those who calorie restricted but didn't restrict the time when they ate. I myself tried eating only 8 hours a day, and I felt horrible. The problem is also that when people think they can eat anything they want, they stop eating good quality, healthy food. I ate only healthy food for only 8 hours, and I just felt at the ends weak, dizzy, lightheaded, and I expanded it to 12 hours. You can try 10 hours, but I now eat 12 hours a day, making sure I don't eat within 3 hours of going to bed.
See, I don't do that. I need to be more careful about that because I do eat closer than 3 hours before I go to bed. Sometimes I'm even snacking as I go to bed. All right, there they are, answers to some of your questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.